Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The theme for 2026 is Obey, O-B-E-Y, Obedience, Believe, Execute, and Yield. This is week 6 of preparing our hearts, and this week we are seeking guidance. Guidance from God directs our steps into obedience. The scripture this morning comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. That's the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, the New Living Translation reads, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." Amen. Again, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Here, James is talking about during trials, when troubles come your way. Ask God for wisdom in handling the situation. Not our way, but wisdom is the ability to see things from God's perspective and apply biblical knowledge in practical ways. The Application Bible tells us in wisdom, there are three distinct characteristics. First, it is practical. The wisdom from God relates to life even during the most trying times. It is not isolated from suffering and trials. The second characteristic, it is divine. God's wisdom goes beyond common sense. See, common sense does not lead us to choose, choose joy in the middle of a trial. And third, it is Christ-like. Asking for wisdom is ultimately asking to be like Christ, or as we say it, what would Jesus do? During times of trouble and uncertainty, let us remember to ask God for wisdom to get through it. He's a generous God who would not rebuke you for asking. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, good morning. Good morning, and thank you for another day, Lord God. Thank you for a fresh start. Thank you for loving us and protecting us through the night, oh God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, allowing us to try again to make better choices, oh Lord. Thank you for being with us always. We love and adore you, God. Thank you for this new day, this ability to lift your praises unto you. This has become my favorite part of the day, Lord God. I thank you. Thank you for allowing this. Thank you for allowing us to wake up and just praise you, Lord God. Just praise you for being who you are, Lord God. Just for showing us the way, being our roadmap, our guide, Lord God. Thank you for showing us how to treat people and handle situations, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you for your teachings. We the disciples ask you to teach them how to pray, Lord God. So we're asking. We're asking for you to teach us, Lord God. We're asking you to commune with us, Lord God. We're asking for wisdom to handle difficult situations, Lord God. Find the joy in every opportunity, Lord God, so that we may develop endurance, Lord God, endurance to remain in the fight, Lord God. We need endurance to stay the course. We thank you for never giving up on us, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for your love, for your wisdom, and your guidance. We strive to be doers of your word, Lord God, and not just hearers, Lord God. So we thank you for this opportunity we have, Lord God, to cast our cares unto you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for everyone on this line, Lord God. We thank you for those who got up, Lord God, just to hear from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to hear in the quiet before our busy day gets started, Lord God, that you prepare us to face whatever we have to face today, Lord God. Prepare us to go out into this cold and this weather, Lord God, wherever we may be, Lord God. We pray for safety, Lord God. We pray that everyone is warm, Lord God. We pray for those that are out in the streets, Lord God. We pray that they are protected and find some kinds of warmth and safety, Lord God, from the elements of the world, Lord God. We pray that they are safe, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for everyone. We pray that everyone gets to their destination this morning safely, whether they're going to work or school or church or wherever, going about their day running errands, Lord God. We pray that they are safe, Lord God, that they get there safely, Lord God, that they have an amazing day, Lord God. We pray that whatever happens today, Lord God, that they find joy, Lord God, in all situations, Lord God. And when in need, Lord God, that we ask for your wisdom, Lord God, your divine help, Lord God, to handle situations, Lord God. We ask for wisdom, and we know that you are a generous God, Lord God, and you will give it to us, Lord God. You will give it, and we thank you. We thank you for loving us enough, Lord God. We thank you for your care, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to be with us, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. We pray for these things, Lord God. We pray for wisdom, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen, Lord God. From our prayer list this morning, our elder leader is asking us to cover the team of Nyan Blee. Is a foundation in Liberia where Elder Leader is, Lord God. So we pray for this team that's in Liberia, caring for patients as they go out on Thursday to remote areas and diagnose and treat those that have no access to health care, Lord God. So we lift up Elder Leader and her team of people that are out there, Lord God. Please cover team of Niobe Cares Foundations and the patients, Lord God, as they go out on Thursday to the remote areas. I'm addicted to watching African villages on YouTube, Lord God, and they are away. They are far, far away, hours of travel away from the nearest healthcare center, Lord God. So we pray for these remote areas, Lord God. We pray for these places that are not next to healthcare facilities, Lord God, and people who need help, Lord God. I know there are natural remedies and villages that lead to natural healing, Lord God, but some situations need a health care facility, Lord God. Some situations need instruments and machines and medicines to help the people. So we pray for these people, these patients in the area. We pray for the team of people that are taking their time to go out and reach the people, Lord God. We thank you for your extension, Lord God, and your care to reach people, Lord God, to care for them and give them the health care that they need, Lord God. So we lift up the patients. We lift up the team. We pray they have the resources they need. We pray that they have the volunteers and the materials to get to these remote places to spread healing and to spread your love, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray for them, Lord God. Our Reverend D asks us to pray that she finds favor over the dissertation process. She submitted her dissertation, and it's being reviewed, Lord God. So we lift up our Rev D. We are extremely proud of this path that she's on, Lord God, and we are on it with her, Lord God. So we are praying that God will find favor over the dissertation process, Lord God. We pray that it will go smoothly. We pray, and we know she puts everything into everything she does, Lord God, and it's past one review, Lord God, and it's on to the next. We pray for a smooth process, Lord God. We are celebrating in advance, Lord God. We know that she will do well, and we thank you. We thank you for her and what she's doing and what she is, you know, planning to do for the kingdom of God, Lord God. You know, everything she does is for your kingdom, and we're just so grateful to have her, Lord God. And we ask that you continue to touch her, touch those that are in the same situation with her, Lord God. They're all for your glory, Lord God. And we thank you. We pray for the people, the committee, the review process, or whoever the powers that be that has to read these things and give feedback, Lord God. So we pray for the whole process, Lord God, and we pray that she finds favor, that we pray for all of those that are that have taken the time, Lord God, to pursue this doctorate degree, Lord God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord God. This morning we are praying for Deacon Claude and Valerie, Lord God, for restoration of their bodies, Lord God. We pray that you touch them, that you touch their bodies, Lord God, wherever they need help, Lord God. We know that they are faithful servants to you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for their commitment, their long lives, Lord God, their commitment to God. They are a team. They are a powerful team in God's kingdom, Lord God, and we thank you for them, Lord God, and we ask that you restore their bodies. You give them strength, Lord God. You give them the health, a reasonable amount of health, Lord God. They are active elderly couple, Lord God, and they are in the fight, Lord God. So we thank you for them. We pray that you lift them, that you heal them, you restore their bodies, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. This morning we are also praying for heat and hot water restoration for those without, Lord God, this inclement weather, Lord God. We pray even people in their homes have no heat or hot water, Lord God. And sometimes it's colder inside. It feels like it's colder inside than it is out, Lord God. So we pray for restoration of heat, the basic necessities, heat, hot water, Lord God. We know it's an issue around the world, Lord God, but we pray in these degrees. Right now my computer is saying 10 degrees, Lord God. So we pray for heat. We pray for hot water. We pray for the ability to gather warmth, Lord God. And we lift up those who don't have it right now, Lord God. We pray that resources come, that they are safe heaters, Lord God, that they get a heater or get some kind of heat source to them, or go somewhere, or spend the day somewhere, a community center or something, that there's heat, that they could get some kind of relief during these times, Lord God. We pray that people would use their heat and not afraid of the astronomical bill that they may see next month, but God can take care of that next month. But to this week, Lord God, we need to be We need to have heat, Lord God. So we pray for those without heat. We pray for, we pray that landlords will just, you know, consider the people and fix broken boilers or send up enough heat, Lord God, to keep people safe, people warm in this weather that we're not, that hasn't been for years. So people are not used to being this cold and having no hot water, Lord God. So we thank you. We pray for heat and hot water, Lord God. Our Rev D also is praying that everyone on this line will have a peaceful and productive day, and I stand in agreement with those that we will all have a peaceful and productive day. It is Monday morning, the start of a new week. Start to get things right. All of we pray that everyone who has a to-do list gets some things checked off on it. Let's start the week off strong and productive, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Our sister Angela Lashley would ask us to keep in prayer Pastor Mimsy Robinson and his wife Beverly Robinson, who lost their son-in-law and now his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, Lord God. So we lift up Pastor Mimsy Robinson and the Robinson family as they are mourning two members of their family, Lord God. We ask that you give them comfort and know that they know the prayers of peace, Lord God, and they're probably used to praying for other people, Lord God, and lifting other people up, Lord God, but we ask for prayers for them, Lord God. Comfort them. Comfort their family, Lord God, in the loss of two members at the same time or close in time, Lord God. So we lift up that family, the Robinson family, Lord God. We pray for those that are surrounding them, Lord God. We pray for those that are grieving with them, Lord God. We're lifting up everyone that's grieving during this time, Lord God. Our sister Teresa, without the H, has been on my heart this morning, Lord God. I also want to lift her up, Lord God, strengthen her, comfort her, Lord God. I know at times things just pop up and you remember certain things about a loved one that you lost, Lord God. It's not easy, Lord God, but it is easy with the Lord, Lord God. And we just seek you, Lord God. We love you and adore you, and we love that you love us, Lord God. We love that you comfort us, and we find comfort in you, Lord God. We find comfort in knowing that you are there, that you care, Lord God, and this our loved ones went on to a place with you, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you. We love and adore you, Lord God. Ask all of these prayers. All of these prayers we lift up, and I'm praying that we're praying. So if your prayer was not said this morning, Lord God, we pray that you have been praying along with us this morning, Lord God. And we lift all of these up to you, Lord God. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray. We say amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to come back every Monday. Start the week off every Monday at 6:30 with us as we ask, seek, and knock. As we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers, Lord God. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. I'm going to ask this week to get in your prayer request for married couples. We are praying for married couples this Valentine's Day. So our prayers are going to go out Thursday for married couples. So please submit your names of married couples. We need married couples in this day and time, Lord God. So all the married couples, send in their names so we could lift them up in prayer, that they could continue to show love and be a union and encourage all of us, Lord God. So submit the names of married couples, Lord God. So our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806 pound. And you could visit our website at Beloved Ministries NY for all of our upcoming events. So we have our married couples on Valentine's Day, and we have the registration is open for the Book of Mark, the overview. BBS is the bomb. Y'all get in. Register for the Book of Mark. It's coming up soon, but the registration is open now. So check our website for all of our events. So thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I'm going to release the line now so that we all may greet each other. So.